Hey guys, what's up? It's Sam, and on today's episode for the week, I'll be talking about online dating, specifically what teens and young adults can do to get the best experience through an online relationship. I'll be interviewing psychologist Marta Curry, who does individual wellness and couples therapy, to give tips and advice for adolescents and young adults to follow while looking for a good relationship online. I mean, let's be real, guys. We all know that online dating has changed the dating world completely. As a generation, we're so consumed by technology and our phones that has changed the way we form romantic connections and relationships with each other. Online dating, dating apps, and dating sites are problematic and not talked about enough. Online dating apps and sites create false advertising, making this idea of a perfect match, which draws users in, especially younger users. Dating apps are most likely not going to change. Online dating has created a generation of hookup culture, as only 12% of users that have used an online dating app or site have been married or in a committed relationship. The whole concept of love and romance has been completely altered and destroyed by dating apps and sites. The lack of privacy on dating apps is also a huge issue, risking the safety of young users on the daily. Young adults and adolescents need to learn how to manage how to be in a relationship online by protecting their safety and learning how to build romantic connections in person as well. This is why I'll be interviewing Dr. Marta Curry to give us some advice and tips on how we can manage our relationships and make them healthy online. Hi, so today I'm here with Dr. Marta Curry, and we are going to be asking her some questions about online relationships and what she thinks are healthy ways for adolescents and young adults to be in healthy relationships online. So the first question I wanted to ask you was, do you recommend that users spend less time on social media and dating apps to find love?
So absolutely, I do. I think social media and dating apps are designed to, not cultivate authenticity, transparency, emotional safety. They're set up to selectively and carefully kind of create a version of ourselves that doesn't tell the whole story. The platforms serve much more for self-promotion rather than genuine human connection. So yeah, I say less time online and more time in real life.
Right. And then another question is, how can users ensure that their privacy is safe on dating apps and online?
Yeah. Services. Yeah, for sure. That's a really solid question. Certainly by protecting their identity and location for as long as is needed to have a real sense of safety, and creating a profile that does not post any identifying information, never share your location, do not link your social media to your profile. I think that's fairly common for some young people to just automatically link them up. Make sure that filter all of your pics to make sure that there's actually no identifying information and you were in the background. Set all the privacy settings that you possibly can, and honestly have some trusted adults oversee it.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And then another question, what can dating apps do in the future to create a more positive environment on dating apps? And do you think that it's possible and that in the future dating apps are actually going to change their services in the future?
So interesting question, right? Because I think certainly continuing to build up more robust safety measures and to make sure that the people who are signing up are in fact the people who they say they are, to minimize catfishing, have oversight and advanced technology to block any and all forms of abuse or suspicious activity. And, I had this thought, and I don't know how complicated it would be, but it feels like the safest way is to run some background checks on users prior to allowing membership, right? Anything above and beyond the safety measures, I think if there's any additional modifications to make the apps more fun, it will do just that, right? Yeah. Whether you throw in some quizzes or some group chats, whatever it is, it will be more fun, right?
Yeah.
It will, I think, continue to pull people in further and further into this virtual world.
Right.
And artificial form of engagement, and continue to further pull us away from the authentic in real life connection. So, I think dating apps are here to stay for sure.
Right.
So outside of just polishing up the safety measures, I think this is probably as good as it's going to get. It's going to be much more on the user.
Yeah.
You know, specifically teens and young adults to really approach it maybe differently.
Right.
Right.
And I think it's also like to do with like the advertising of dating apps, kind of just like them saying that you're going to find like your perfect match, and it's like not.
No, I mean, it's set up to have you keep coming back.
Right.
Otherwise, they'd be out of business.
If the success rate was
super high.
Exactly.
And the algorithms were spot on, then they would be out of business.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then another question, how to make sure that from the beginning of an online relationship you're building seems like a healthy relationship? Like, how do you know, like, that you're building a healthy relationship from the start so you're not getting into something toxic online?
Yeah. So, again, I think for every answer, I will start out by checking off the safety measure, right, to make sure that whoever you're talking to is the real person and with real intentions. And that's really hard to do over a screen, right and certainly when we show up with this version of ourselves on both ends, but vetting them as much as possible. You know, teen and young adults worlds are contained enough where one should easily be able to know someone who knows this person that you're supposedly talking to, right? The young person's world is small enough where we can be like, hey, do you know so-and-so, and check for mutual friends. And, you know, the other bits for at least, you know, healthy setup of a relationship is to keep in mind what online doesn't do, right? Or what it prevents us from. Like, keep in mind that people's inhibition is lowered when not face-to-face, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen it. The confidence is different. People can be either more assertive or more aggressive, and possibly even more abusive, because there's less threat, because it's so impersonal. Lower inhibition online can also lead to disclosing personal information too quickly, or forming feelings that seem real, or they show up a lot sooner than they would in real life. And body language, let's just say, like, body language and physical and social cues are lost in the online interaction, right? So, and that's a huge part of communication.
Just like little things like eye contact, like, I don't
know. Totally.
It's just, yeah.
Totally. So the other bit is to get on a video call as soon as, you know, there's a sense of safety and a initial connection, then get a more rounded sense of the other person on video, and then eventually, you know, meet in real life. So we're not trying to establish something more substantial over the internet.
Exactly, I agree. And then this question is a little different, but how do you think you can find true romance online? And, like, do you think it's possible to actually, like, find your person online? Or do you think it's only possible to achieve, like, a true romantic connection in person?
So, another good one. You know, if the question is, can you find a potential romantic partner online? Sure thing. Of course you can.
Yeah.
You have access to a larger pool, right? So, I think with good and safe practice, you can meet a lot of potentials, right? But the actual bit of relationship exploration, building out an authentic connection, and building out a healthy relationship behaviors, that can only happen in real life.
Yeah.
So for the potentials, sure, you can find them online. It's accessible. But all the true work of exploring and building out a healthy relationship, that all happens in real life.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And then this one's a little different too. And what do you think, how do you keep an open perspective when you're dating online? Because I feel like online you're kind of looking for the perfect height, the perfect eyes, mm-hmm. the perfect hair, like the perfect attributes, like everything. And how do you think like to keep an open perspective when you're dating online and not just to pick a specific person that's not necessarily.
Yeah, which, phenomenal question, and I think that's the biggest challenge too for young adults, as well as, you know, my generation humans who are in it, because it's literally set up to be more shallow and unrealistic perception and experience
of
you know, I mean, we're literally initially choosing based on physical attributes, which, yes, obviously we need to be physically attracted to somebody. But because there's such a wide range of options, it's just so easy to dismiss somebody because their two-dimensional, you know, picture didn't meet our original idea of what's attractive.
Right.
So I think it's a challenge to go outside the instinctual. Let's look at the face, the height, you know, the whatever, as opposed to entertain the quality and the character.
Yeah.
Traits that ultimately is what builds a relationship, right, and, exactly, and keeps a connection growing.
Right? Yeah. And then this one's a little different too. How have you seen a change from your generation to this generation with dating and romance?
So I feel like online dating has just taken over the world of dating, period, yeah, across the board, across generations, right? So inevitably we'll come back to talking about online dating, which is challenging enough for adults of my generation, right? Who generally speaking, on average, possess more relationship experience and social and life skills, and are focused, speaking of their, you know, in general, are focused on different set of qualities than a young person would, right? And I'm certainly not knocking online dating for all people. It provides access to much, much larger pools of singles, again, particularly for an older adult. So, you know, with better safety measures, a strong sense of self, clear understanding of what we want and need, online dating can allow for more opportunities for potential matches, again, for the older generation.
Right.
Right. The catch 22 for your generation is that most teens and young adults do not know life without,
yeah,
social media and a 24/7 access to other people's curated lives. And, as it's happening in real time. So face-to-face activities are less frequent and the reliance on technology for connection is second nature. So this instant access, lack of privacy, validation, expectation combined with young brains that are still not fully developed, right?
Yeah.
Bodies that are changing, hormones that are spiking, just does not set up the stage for a good, healthy experience of a romantic interaction, right?
Right.
Online, as,
yeah,
opposed to doing it the old school way and meeting more organically.
Right. And, like, do you think that when you, I don't know, when you were, like, a teen and, like, a young adult, when, like, people were going on, like, actual dates, like, in real life more than just, mm-hmm, like, online dating, do you think that was a better time for dating? Like, do you think that now it's, like, not as healthy, not as good as it was, like, when you, in your generation?
It wasn't better. It was just, that was what was available, right?
Right.
That was all we knew. I think your generation, it's not a natural go-to, right? The natural go-to is to text somebody or to Snapchat them, whatever it is,
yeah,
right? So I think there's still so much value in doing it the organic, traditional in the sense that it matches our fundamental need to be social and be in a physical, go outside of what is normal for you,
right,
which is online,
yeah,
and do it in person.
Oh yeah, I think one of the last, or this is the last question that I have, do you think that adolescents, especially like teens, like, I mean, from like 12 kind of to like my age, like 16, 17-ish, do you think that they should even be, like, on dating apps at all? Like, do you think that it's okay? Like, I'm obviously, like, young adults and, like, older generations are going to be on them because they're available, but do you think, like, teens should be on dating apps?
Yeah, so, you know, I actually looked into that just I didn't know that dating apps existed for anybody other than adults.
Right.
Right, so I don't know how someone under 18 could get on it. I'm sure they do, obviously. So to answer your question, the short answer is no. No amount of technological advances will replace face-to-face human interaction. And particularly at that vulnerable age of, you know, I mean, not for nothing, like, our brains don't fully develop until we're about mid-20s, right?
Exactly.
So, and especially the frontal lobe, which is our high executive function of managing emotions, impulse control, and those are essential, and they can be so quickly compromised online in this really broad, unsafe space. So, you know, I'd love for teens to learn the fundamentals of who they are, building out their self-awareness, their self-worth, and learning relationship skills.
Right.
First and foremost, within their family, by watching, talking, communicating with the parents, right? And then actually testing it out in real life.
Yeah.
With other kids going through the same exact thing.
Right. And I didn't write this down, but you kind of mentioned it quickly about parents. Like, do you think that, like, at this age, young age, like, parents, if a person is online dating, like, do you think that parents should be involved in somewhat, like, in their relationship? Do you think they have, like, a right to ask them, like, who it is, who they're with, what they're going to be doing?
I think absolutely, you know, and I'm speaking from both ends. I'm a parent myself, right?
Yeah.
But also from just the developmental aspect of a young person, again, reflecting back on hormones raging, brain not fully developed, it's not a reckless behavior, but it may be coming up short on the safety measures, right? So I absolutely, under 18, I think parents should be involved, and not, you know, as hard as it might be for some kids to talk to their parents about this stuff, and some parents may not fully understand or embrace this generation's experience and reliance on technology. I'll tell you one thing, there's nobody who's going to be a stronger advocate for your safety and protection than a parent.
Exactly.
Right? So yes, keep them in the know, keep them informed, share your location, get yourself to a meeting spot, don't ever get picked up before, you know, truly knowing somebody. But under 18, I would just love for kids to still be kids and do it in the old-fashioned way of human-to-human contact. I mean, by design, we are social creatures. We thrive in relationships with other people. And I developmentally, that will never include technology as a replacement to real-life experience.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's all.
Cool.
But thank you for talking with me and letting...
You're so welcome.
This is really fun. So, yeah, that's basically all. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Well, you're so welcome. I was happy to be a part of it, and I read your essay, and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
So it's so nice to know that, in fact, young people are thinking about
yeah.
this space and second-guessing, you know, not only the safety of it, but developmentally, how is this serving me?
Yeah.
Or maybe how is this not serving me?
Yeah, I thought it was important to talk
question.
About. Yeah. yeah. So thank
okay.
you. It was
Great.
Nice meeting
You're welcome.
You. Okay.
Very nice meeting
Bye.
You.
Bye. Have
right.
a nice
Bye-bye.
Night.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all for today, guys. Thank you for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. And thank you so, so, so much to Dr. Marta Curry, who helped me put together this podcast. I hope that any adolescent or young adult who is listening to this has learned something, maybe an advice, maybe some tips on how to build a healthy relationship online. I hope you all have a great day, rest of your week, rest of your night. Yeah, that's all. All right, see you next time. Bye.